Welcome to this week's edition of the Mr. Science Show.
Episode 3. Welcome once again. We're the beer drinking scientists, and we're here near George Street in the middle of Sydney at the New South Wales Sports Club and its salubrious surroundings. As I look at it's Matt Burke there with a big kick and an awful wallaby Guernsey, Michael Klim, George Griggin with a big tackle around me, and we're sitting here enjoying a good old fashioned Tui's New. How are you, Mark?
I'm very well, thanks, Darren. It's Matt Burke from the great club of Eastwood, the Eastwood Rugby Club, the greatest New South Wales rugby club in history. Yeah.
There you go. I've got a lot to learn about being in Sydney. Anyway, we're enjoying a Tui's New. It's a beautiful beer. It's clean, it's fresh. It'll probably induce a hangover after a couple of them, but it's the stock standard beer in Sydney. And this time around, we're going to talk about Mars. And Mars, not the chocolate bar, not the title of the Hoodoo Gurus album, Mars Needs Guitars. We're talking about Mars and NASA and the Mars Global Surveyor. Tragic news this week. Tragic, tragic news. The Mars Global Surveyor has gone AWOL. After more than 10 years in space, orbiting around that dead red planet, it's decided to give up the ghost. What are your thoughts on Mars Global Surveyor disappearing?
Did you ever see the film Santa Claus Conquers the Martians? That was a good film.
I think that got rated as one of the worst films of all time.
It did, on IMDb, one of the worst films of all time, but this is not what we're talking about today.
Probably only closely winning from Tom Cruise's War of the Worlds.
Oh, War of the Worlds. Wasn't that a good Mars film? The aliens, they appear from the inside of the Earth, don't they? And just start taking over. But what beats them in the end? The common cold, I think.
Yeah, in fact, that's what happened. I've seen the 1960s version, and I think a very similar thing happened. Also read the book by H.G. Wells. Haven't heard Orson Welles' version, but I do recall, and you can check this out on Wikipedia, I suppose, he scared the crap out of everyone in New York because they all thought that Mars was being invaded. But let's cut to the chase.
Well, do you remember Mel Gibson's Signs? The aliens in that died because of water. You threw water at them and they burned. What sort of smart aliens come across, you know, halfway across the universe and die because of water? Anyway, this is a sidebar. Back to you.
Mars Global Surveyor was launched back in November 1996. I remember that well when I was working down at the tracking station in Canberra. Anyway, went into orbit about a year later, been doing lots of photos, thousands of photos, been sending them back. It's pretty much filled NASA's iPhoto library. they're going to be looking at it for years, so along with it, there's the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, the Mars Odyssey, and the European Space Agency's Mars Express. So, look, they're going to be happy snaps coming from all angles. So, do you think NASA is really going to miss this spacecraft?
No. I remember these guys being launched from school, but I think they'll probably get it back online. I'm amazed with, NASA's had some amazing failures. A lot of Mars probes have just gone missing, but then we've got the rover.
Spirit and Opportunity.
Spirit and Opportunity have gone well beyond their use-by date, apparently. So I wouldn't be surprised if we got the orbiter back online very soon. Apparently, it's offline at the moment, so it's tilted itself towards the sun for power. The danger is, though, it'll go into a mode eventually where if it doesn't get any signals from Earth, it'll try and tilt itself towards Earth, and if it has a motor problem, will tilt itself away from the sun and run out of power. This is the danger with it.
And the interesting thing is that Australia plays a key role in this. The tracking station down in Canberra will obviously be pointing its dishes at the Mars Global Surveyor, trying to wake it up, saying, hey, we're here, point at us, talk to us, what's the problem, let's get back online. But if they don't, I think, look, the fact is the mission cost $247 million. They got 10 years out of it. That's pretty good value if you're running a space mission. Pretty crap if you're running a car. But look, NASA's done a really good job. And just quickly, we're just going to look at this one really pitiful story that we came across. It's a case of a headline that looks really good, but when you actually dig into the story, it's absolute tripe. Mark, share with us this headline and a little bit of the story.
Well, the headline is, hot, 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 peppers and spiders reach same pain receptor, which makes you think that this is a really exciting story. You know, we're looking at chili, and we're looking at spiders, and apparently they affect the same receptors, and, you know, maybe we can examine the way that chili affects us, and that's how spiders affect us. But no, they've done a test, and this headline is totally misleading. One spider, the West Indian tarantula, affects the same pain receptor as does the chili. One spider. It's pretty disappointing to read this article, really, in my point of view.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that it might, you know, be for every spider, because having moved to Sydney, I mean, the thing that puts the fear of God into me, particularly when I go bushwalking, is I put my hand down, I grab my boot or my shoe in the morning, and lo and behold, there's one of those funnel-back spiders, or a mouse spider, or a godforsaken giant red-backed spider of some sort. I don't know, this city's full of spiders of all sorts. And I thought, well, maybe, you know, I could just get a banana and a glass of milk to get rid of it, because that's basically what I do when I've got a chili. But no, it's only going to work on this, what is it, the West Indian tarantula. I think I'm pretty disappointed. What about yourself?
Well, it's the one West Indian tarantula, the Salmopoeus cambrigia. So next time you come across one of them, look out. And your biggest concern in Sydney is the cockroach, really. It's not the spider.
Well, look, I think we're going to end it with a salute to the Mars Global Surveyor. Mars Global Surveyor, well done for 10 years of hard work. We hope you come back online. But if you don't, from Mark and Darren, a cheers. And that's us from the Beer Drinking Scientist for this time. We'll catch you again on another episode.
See ya.
The Mr. Science Show, your weekly prescription of popular science. We talk about the science you want to hear about in a social context. For more stories and for the podcast, check out MrScienceShow.com. I'm Mark West, looking forward to seeing you there.